Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the June background check numbers were insane with the beginning of the whole COVID lockdown and the George Floyd riots that followed. Scores of law-abiding Americans decided to go to the gun store. And this isn't shocking because the Floyd riots showed a few things that the police cannot protect you all the time. And when coupled with political leadership that hates and hamstrings the cops, then the results become even more chaotic. Minneapolis looks like something out of Sarajevo circa 1992. New York City was engulfed by the leftist mob. Looting, arson, vandalism. These were all hallmarks, if you will, of this particular period of time. Why can't I find that? Why isn't that moving? Anyway, now given the behavior of the mob, there's no wonder why June gun sales were astronomical. And we now can count nearly 10 million new gun owners. But somehow legal gun purchases have caused a spike in crime. Or so says the Washington Post. They write, the gun buying binge is associated with a significant increase in gun violence across the United States. Those are the conclusions of two studies by the Brookings Institute and the University of California at Davis, respectively. Together, they paint a portrait of a society arming itself against social upheaval during a time of institutional failure. The 2020 gun surge is different in at least one other respect. Purchases have been higher in states with greater levels of racial animus. Levine and McKnight approximated state-level racism using data on Google searches for the N-word, an approach used by social scientists in the past. We find that states where individuals are more likely to search for racial epithets experienced larger increases in June firearm sales, they wrote. And even after adjusting for the personal security concerns that likely generated the March spikes in gun sales. This is a new development. Running the same analysis on previous spikes in gun buying yielded no correlation between racial animus and purchasing behavior. They conclude that their analysis on an ominous note. In a society fraught with racial tension, it is not clear that dismantling the police and seeing more private citizens purchase guns will lead to a safer world. And that question is addressed directly in the second paper by a team of the University of California Firearms Violence Research Center, led by Julia Schleimer. No kidding. The team similarly found a massive increase in gun buying during the first half of the year. Then they focused on the question of whether at the state level those purchases are linked to an increase in gun violence. And to do that, they turned to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive, which we've already talked about. I see you there, Lee Wickenhauser. They were talking about, I've talked about the Gun Violence Archive. And, you know, it's an organization that maintains a real-time database of shootings, so they say. But they do this by scouring news reports and police reports and public records, which is That's not, there's a fallacy there. The analysis attempts to correct for a number of other factors that would plausibly affect rates of gun violence, such as COVID-19 and deaths, and the presence of stay-at-home orders, social distancing adherence, demographic factors, and even temperature and precipitation. And in the end, the estimated firearm violence nationally jumped nearly 8% from March through May because of excess gun buying. That's 776 additional injuries associated with purchasing spikes. This may be an undercount. The Brookings study indicated gun sales jumped even higher in June with potentially even greater effects on rates of gun violence. The authors caution that a study of this nature cannot prove causality, particularly at a time of massive social upheaval in a country dealing with an unprecedented public health crisis, as well as a nationwide protest movement. So what they're saying is that the reason we bought so many guns is because we have racial animus. I wonder how that plays for the Asians, the Black Americans, the Hispanics. I wonder how it plays for them. Do you guys have racial animus too? I apparently do. I didn't even know it. What they're doing here is they're insinuating that new gun owners are being racists. And at the same time, they say the studies on all of this cannot prove causality, which is a little bit like being on both sides of the rope during a tug of war. They're bearing the lead, but no doubt, Andy Gunners are going to use the main point to say that more guns equal more crime, when that's never been the case. For starters, the areas where violent crime is making headlines or has always made headlines, like New York City and Chicago, they have the biggest anti-gun headline, laws on the books, and they're two cities facing demoralized police departments. And on its face, you knew that it was going to be a journey, and it didn't disappoint. They didn't leave without peddling some woke nonsense about the gun purchase surge being partially grounded in racism, especially among white people, because we're so racist. As it, every time this happens, I just want to go, we elected Barack Obama twice. Right. While everybody's out there saying, well, there's no reason for Black America to be the leader in mass incarceration because they only make up 13% of the population. Black men only make up 6.5% of the population. And yet they're so overrepresented in this. And yet somehow 13% of America managed to defeat in the ballot box by voting Barack Obama in. Like no white people voted for him. This is a shoddy anti-gun article. And it's not only shoddy, but it's lazy because they're playing the white folk racism thing again. If my eyes were rolling any harder with this, I would start to have brain damage. They end with this line, while many new gun buyers are motivated by wanting to secure their safety, the research also suggests that every gun purchased is a step toward a more violent society. Because the researchers don't ever put any of their inherent bias in that, right? They're all... See, here's the thing with the research. If you're going to research something, you need to look for the truth. Ask Gary Kleck how that's done, Brookings Institute. He would tell you. Gary Kleck is not particularly pro-gun. He's not even, he's a lifelong Democrat. He's an ACLU card-carrying guy. And he wrote an honest study. And it was peer-reviewed. Which I don't know that this was peer-reviewed. Nobody says this was peer-reviewed. Like the studies where the authors admit they cannot prove cause and effect between new gun purchases and violent crime, but that's what's causing it. Which is it? Their research, for lack of a better word, sucks. It always has, and this is just another episode in the long-running drama that makes up gun grabbing. But it just boils down to one thing. There's 10 million new gun owners in the United States today. Some of these that were leftists found out that it isn't true that you can buy a gun easier than a head of broccoli or a book. They found out they got to jump through some flaming hoops. And some of these people are going to turn. Some of these people are going to walk away from the... walk away from the Democratic Party. This is not going to be good for them, and that's tough. That is definitely tough. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. at Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I was a younger man, one of my goals in life was to, it never occurred to me that I would want to be a sociologist. I took sociology, and then that gave way to American history. But I never wanted to be a sociologist. I look at sociological studies now as almost right up in there with some other, you know, sort of faux fields. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are sociologists, make a lot of money doing it, telling people how this is going. But there is a sociological paper out now trying to describe the gun culture. And as the abstract for this bit of sociological analysis puts it, this paper advances the literature on gun culture by demonstrating that, one, gun culture is not monolithic. Two, there are multiple elements of gun culture that vary substantially between states. Three, over time, the recreational gun subculture has been falling in prominence, whereas the self-defense subculture has been rising. And four, there's another subculture distinct from the self-defense one, which consists in mobilization around the Second Amendment, and was strongest in places where state firearm laws were the most extensive. They said. Now, the three components that they identified, they consider to be cultural, according to the definition used in their analysis. And one of the writers of it, and it's their last name is Cohn, K-O-H-N. They found that recreational sporting subcultures like hunting, target shooting, competitive shooting signify certain kinds of values, traditions, and or ways of life that those gun owners see as part of their cultural heritage. And but the other two, Stroud and Carlson, showed that ownership of guns for self-defense is not merely pragmatic, but it is associated with an entire set of symbolic meanings that encompass personal identity, masculinity, power, freedom, racial attitudes, responsibility, morality, and views of governmental threat. That's astonishing to me. Astonishing! Simply, and I'll tell you why this is astonishing, because they're reading a whole lot of stuff into this. Of course, this stuff is in here. This is called being normal. Now, they continue. The right to bear arms has been portrayed largely by the NRA, not merely as a constitutional right, but as the right from which all other rights and freedoms flow, as expressed by Keene and Mason. The real fight about the Second Amendment is not about the restriction or that law, but about the nature of American culture. Now, the presence, did you like that little bit? This is what happens when you got a bunch of lab coat guys here. Let me repeat that. The right to bear arms has been portrayed largely by the NRA, not merely as a constitutional right, but as a right from which all other rights and freedoms flow. So, according to them, this is an opinion which the NRA pushes, when in fact the Founding Fathers thought it predated all governments. The Founding Fathers thought it meant that we were born with it, inalienable. But lab coat guys, they didn't think that. So, they continue on. The presence of the distinct cultural element centered around Second Amendment activism is consistent with previous literature which show that there exists a movement that does not view the defense of the Second Amendment as a means to an end, but that believes in the importance of gun ownership per se. As 12-year-old Texan boy Ashton puts it, I like guns because they don't just represent hunting, target practice, or competition. They represent freedom in the form of self-defense, or in the case of the Second Amendment, it means protection from the government. I have a lot of problems with sociologists because they make quite a few presumptions. First of all, their presumption here is that they think that this is all based upon an opinion. And that some people have these differing opinions mean that there's actually no coalescence as to what it actually means or what it's supposed to guard against. Now, they explored the theory, as they put it, the theory that the Second Amendment is necessary to all other freedoms was explored by Anderson and Horowitz, who show that the NRA has embraced insurrectionist ideology. I would love to know what they think about what's going on right now with Antifa. Are Antifa insurrectionists? Are they insurrectionists? They go on to talk about some other stuff, but they find that the NRA has this insurrectionist argument, and Second Amendment advocacy can be so popular in the states where they have this insurrectionist argument, in spite of their sparse recreational use of firearms. See, they're basically, I think in a way, they're sort of sanctioning, making it okay to be competitive, or to be a hunter, maybe. Except, I can tell you exactly why the Second Amendment exists today. The Second Amendment exists today because it's for shooting tyrants. Yeah. It's for shooting tyrants. And tyrants take many forms. A tyrant can be somebody that just wants to steal your car, and they think they're going to have to beat you half to death to get it. And you may not wish to be beaten half to death. I am one that wishes not to be beaten half to death. So I will intercede in that. While you've got your goal, I've got my goal. My goal is not necessarily to keep the car. Keeping my car is not worth me killing another human being for. If you're going to try to hurt me badly or kill me, now things change. And the big problem here for you is that I actually trained to do this kind of stuff. They also think that gun owners have a bunch of different symbolic meanings. And this is very much, it reminds me a whole lot of ID politics when you look at some of this stuff. But and this is the thing, sociologists can't help themselves when it comes to taking things and divvying them up and put this in this box over here, put this in this box over here, because there can't possibly be one overbearing thing that binds everything together. They can't. They would probably call me, I wonder what they would call me, because I'm, you know, I do the self-defense thing, I do the advocacy thing, and, you know, I wonder what they would call me. Maybe the insurrectionist, I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Visitors to our nation's capital from coronavirus hotspots will be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced today anyone traveling from high-risk areas for non-essential purposes must isolate themselves starting Monday. A list of those areas was not immediately released. Neighboring Maryland or Virginia will not be on the list. The order will be in effect through October. It comes after a couple of main notes, the U.S. surpassing 4 million COVID-19 cases, and the number of cases in Florida topping 400,000. Down there, the mayors of the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County are asking residents to wear masks in their homes to lower the transmission rate between family members. The Toronto Blue Jays will reportedly play their home games this season in Buffalo and one of their minor league affiliate parks. This is USA Radio News. The top airlines in the country are facing huge quarterly losses. USA's John Hunt with more.
Two major airlines reported huge second quarter losses, and their leaders warned that the new surge in U.S. coronavirus cases has stalled the recovery in air travel and added to the industry's disarray. American Airlines posted a loss of more than $2 billion, and Southwest Airlines lost over $915 million. That pushed the combined second quarter loss of the nation's four biggest airlines to over $10 billion. Earlier, Delta Airlines reported a $5.7 billion loss.
Statues of Christopher Columbus have been removed from a couple of parks in Chicago overnight. The Chicago Tribune reports Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hoping to avoid another high-profile confrontation between police and protesters. Not all of the city's Italian-American groups are on board, though some gave their blessing. A statement released from the mayor's office said the statues have been removed temporarily until further notice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For the most part right now, the fake stream legacy media is not doing much reporting over the violent protests. The ADHD of the media has made them shift their focus to other things. And the public doesn't have a clue much of anything that's still going on. To them, they think the violent protests are a thing of the past. And they're not. Not really. In Portland, protest after protest erupts. It's gotten bad enough that the federal government has a number of federal officers on hand to protect their buildings. And that, according to Portland's mayor, Ted Wheeler, is apparently, this is a big problem. Coming from Portland, Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler lashed out at the Department of Homeland Security on Twitter Tuesday, urging federal agents to stay inside or leave as the city faces its sixth straight week of protests and unrests. I told the acting secretary that my biggest immediate concern is the violence federal officers brought to our streets in recent days and the life-threatening tactics his agents use. We do not need or want their help. I hate to tell you, Ted, but you don't have to approve. Hate to tell you that. Today, the acting secretary of Homeland Security asked to speak with me about demonstration activity in Portland. He expressed his concern about ongoing violence and asked how his agency could help. That from Mayor Ted. Now, DHS deployed officers from multiple federal law enforcement agencies this month to protect government installations, including a courthouse. And as far as I know, I may be wrong about this, but there was a time when the Department of Homeland Security didn't have their own sworn agents. They were tasked from the DEA and the Border Patrol and ICE. Maybe they have that now. I don't know. These demonstrations have been taking place since May the 25th. when George Floyd died in Minneapolis police custody. Four officers were fired and charged, including Derek Chauvin, who appeared in a video holding his knee to Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Which, you know, they're beginning to release body cam footage for this. Let's just say that part of the problem here is that that was actually part of their policy. That was part of their handbook. They had a way, or a they foresaw a time when it would actually be prudent to put your knee on somebody's neck. I don't quite get that when you have... See, disparity of force works two ways. Disparity of force, if I'm sitting here and four Utes come at me and they want, they're like, okay, Grandpa, we're going to tear you a new one. And I'm like, well, maybe not. And then I draw my weapon. I am now facing disparity of force, and I can introduce my weapon to it. Disparity of force. Another thing in disparity of force is when you're facing four police officers. I would think that they had disparity of force in that case, which is good if you're going to try to settle somebody down. But right now in Portland, where they have experienced 6 weeks of violent protests, that's not the issue. No. The issue is the DHS officers that are on site. And you know what? I would really like to know what they did, because I have this sense that if they were out there busting heads, we'd have heard about that. I would like to watch that. I would like to watch that happen, because in Portland, those guys operate, the Antifa, they operate pretty much unmolested. And are they getting on the streets in a patrol wedge and getting out there and trying to quell the protests, regardless of what Wheeler and the police department want? Get out of our way with the feds. Is that what they're doing? Or was there something else? Well, it turns out there was something else. We get this. Over the weekend, a 23-year-old demonstrator allegedly struck a federal officer in the head with a hammer outside the courthouse. The demonstrator is accused of beating a hole in the building's door with the hammer before officers came outside. Then he struck the officer in the head and shoulder with a hammer before being taken into custody, according to the Portland Police Bureau. Now, this is the same Wheeler who is demanding the federal government deal with the graffiti that's been painted on their buildings. So this kind of vandalism is a problem, but the actual destruction of federal property is something that should keep DHS officers inside. I don't think so. Truth of the matter is that DHS won't even be there if he could. They wouldn't be there if he could deal with the violence in his city. But Portland is an Antifa stronghold, and Ted Wheeler has no interest in doing anything about this. He wants to make it easier for Antifa, their comrades, to pillage and burn their way through his community. And then he has the stones to pretend that the feds are the problem. In a real world, Ted Wheeler would be removed from office. In a world that everything was based on logic, he would be removed from office. He's an abject failure as a mayor. If the people of Portland elect him a second term, I'll see you, Portland. I'm sure you are a great city and everything. It's officially time to write you off, though. So if you're going to keep electing a guy that allows the wholesale destruction of your community for whatever reason that only he knows, you're getting the government you're voting for. There's no hope if they vote him back in. Because how bad can a guy fail to do his job and still be considered the best man for the job? I think that's a valid question. What I would like to see, and I'm not going to see it because unfortunately there's too many people that don't like that kind of stuff. What I would like to see is I would like to see the DHS get out there and kit up and tool up and get out there and put the, you know, the pads and the armor and the helmets and everything, get out there and go. I'd like to see what happens if they go out in a wedge, which a patrol wedge looks something like the head of an arrow. You know, you got your leadership in the middle of the wedge, and then you got your point, and then you got your various guys coming back, and they have various jobs, EIAIO. I don't have time to go into that. But I'd like to see them go out on a little patrol wedge in the middle of Antifa and just see what they see. Because Antifa, in Portland, they've got a lot of experience because, you know, they've been doing it for quite some time. But they have not met combatants for the most part. And I think, I may be wrong about this, but I think they really need to meet some combatants for the first time. I think they need to understand what it means to run into a combatant. Just to see. Some people right now are thinking, that's horrible. And it is horrible. But, you know, it is Antifa, you guys are just a bunch of cowards. I know why you cover your faces. You cover your faces to blend in with the crowd so we won't know who you are. You want to do your thing and then melt into it like some demented soy boy ninja. And that's great and everything, but before long, this is going to keep up and it's going to get to a point to where you guys are going to start getting perforated. And that's something you need to bear in mind. How much do you believe in what you're pushing right now? You can't go out there and attack innocent people and expect you're going to make a change in society. That just isn't the way it works. And, you know, outside of Portland, that's not going to play very well. You may take Portland. Maybe Ted Wheeler's already given it to you. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A lot of times they're going to tell you, and these are the gun grabbers, they're going to tell you this. Nobody ever defends himself with guns. No, it never, ever, 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 ever happens. Except it does. It does happen. So let me give you a few, and this is coming from the Heritage Foundation. This is not me, I don't know where I would list the Heritage Foundation. I think they're more of a traditional sort of lobbying group. But they have something called the Defensive Gun Use Database. So going back to June the 1st. Out of Virginia, a Virginia pastor drew his handgun to protect himself from five trespassers who assaulted him on his property. Police said he had noticed two of them apparently disposing of large items illegally in a dumpster at an apartment complex he owns and asked the two to leave. They became angry and came back with three others and surrounded the pastor. The five threatened him with racial slurs and one headbutted him. He defended himself with his handgun and called 911. After an unfortunate mix-up, where the police initially detained the pastor, officers arrested the threatening individuals and charged them with hate crimes. If I ever get in one of these things where I have to call the cops, I'm going to have a Bluetooth headset on when I do it. I'm going to call 911. I'll be telling them, listen, I'm bald. I'm wearing a gray T-shirt. I have a big gun sticking out there. I'm facing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different guys. I will be the guy that is, my back will be to you, most likely. And as soon as you pull up, as soon as you get out of your vehicle, I will be laying my gun down or holstering it. Hopefully that works, I don't know. June the 4th, coming out of Ohio, a homeowner spotted a man underneath a car in his driveway late at night and grabbed a shotgun to confront him. A man who police suspect was trying to steal car parts rushed at the homeowner who shot and wounded him. Investigators later discovered that the would-be thief possessed several power tools and had put a jack under the homeowner's car. See, now, this is the thing. You got to be prepared to defend yourself against idiots who would come at you and attack you for trying to steal your alternator. Yeah. June the 5th, out of North Carolina, when two armed men tried to rob a convenience store, the clerk drew his own gun and fired at them until they fled. The store security camera captured the drama, police said. Coming out of California, a store owner intervened with his firearm to protect a woman from an assailant. The store owner had seen the man punch and kick the woman. The attacker left when the store owner attempted to stop him, but returned minutes later holding a metal object. When the store owner stood between the man and the woman, the assailant pushed him to the ground and began to beat the woman again. The store owner retrieved his firearm and shot the man, who fled. This is why John Farnham says that handguns are notoriously weak. You can shoot somebody with a handgun and they're going to take off. Just like that, you know, I talked about this shooting that happened in Michigan the other day where the female officer had to shoot the guy about 14 times. It looks like she has a Glock 19 in her hand. I don't know. Coming out of Utah, a vengeful ex-boyfriend drove to the residence of his former girlfriend, shared with her new boyfriend, and after an argument, he opened fire on them. The woman, who police said was the past victim of domestic violence by him, drew her own handgun and fired in self-defense. They later arrested the man and charged him with numerous felonies. Out of New York, a good Samaritan with a shotgun came to his neighbor's rescue when he realized their apartment had been broken into by an armed intruder. The intruder entered through a bedroom window and pistol-whipped a woman. The neighbor went into the apartment and fled at the intruder, who fired at the intruder who fled. I've never been pistol-whipped, and it sounds, and it, you know, I handle enough guns to think about being hit in the face with a gun. I bet that would hurt a lot. So pistol-whipping, that's assault. That's real serious assault. Michigan, a concealed carry permit holder, intervened to defend himself and other motorists when a mentally distressed man began firing a handgun at cars on the highway. Emergency dispatchers received at least 10 calls about the man before he jumped in front of the permit holder's car and pointed a gun at him. The permit holder had been on his way to enjoy a round of golf, shot and killed the guy. That's righteous. That's a righteous shoot. And see, these things that you're not hearing about, you also notice that these defenders aren't getting arrested. They're not getting arrested because we hear about this. Coming out of Maine, a homeowner held two suspected burglars at gunpoint until law enforcement could arrive and arrest them. The homeowner, who had noticed the back door was forced open and a lock ripped off, saw the two leaving the residence with items in their hands. He drew his handgun and detained them and called police. Washington State. An armed mother used her firearm to protect her teenage son after a meet-up to buy a cell phone turned into an attempted robbery. Her son had agreed to meet the sellers in a grocery store parking lot, but the cell phone was not as advertised, so when he declined to buy it, the men assaulted the teen and tried to take money from his pocket. Police said the boy's mother, who had parked nearby, saw what was happening, drew her firearm and fired at the men, who promptly got in their vehicle and fled. Nothing against Craigslist or any of this other stuff where you go looking for stuff, Facebook Marketplace, whatever. If you're going to go meet somebody you don't know, don't go unarmed. Kentucky, when a man opened fire on a crowd protesting the police shooting of Breonna Taylor in her apartment, armed bystanders fired back, wounding the shooter. And eventually several protesters were able to hold the shooter at gunpoint and convince him to drop his weapon. Police said the shooter had been arrested twice in previous weeks on riot-related charges. Earlier that day, other protesters had asked the man to leave because of his disruptive behavior. What was his problem with the rioters? Coming out of Wisconsin, parents shot their adult son in self-defense after he fired rounds at their home and broke in during the early morning hours. Police said the parents called 911 to report that someone was shooting at their bedroom windows, and they attempted retreat to the basement when their son entered the home, but ultimately shot and wounded him. Police charged the son with attempted murder and other felonies, and he was already facing charges for other violent offenses. Sometimes lawful gun owners do get it wrong, and they end up in the national news when they use their gun irresponsibly, but more often they get it right, and nobody ever hears about it. And this happens about 8,000 times a day. Yeah, 8,000 times a day. And many of us don't hear about moms defending their sons or good Samaritans coming to the rescue of innocent neighbors. We don't hear about the protesters whose Second Amendment rights save the lives of those exercising their First Amendment right. We don't hear about the others, the countless others whose lives and livelihoods were protected because of lawfully owned firearms in the hands of a law-abiding citizen. And, you know, while the Supreme Court is sitting out there right now dillying and dallying about, and once again, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's in the hospital with cancer, which, you know, once again, I don't wish her any ill will, although she's saying she's never going to quit as long as she can do the job. I sort of think we've reached that point, Ruth, but that's up to you. As the silence from the Supreme Court tells us what's up, we just need to listen to that. We need to listen to that. We can't keep relying on them to protect our rights. Maybe we should start doing some civic, a little civic participation and go and vote. Like Keith Mark was talking about, when the hunters don't go, we all should go vote. If there's 100 million, and I think it's somewhere north of 150 million gun owners. We already know there's at least 110 million because we got 10 million new gun owners. If there's that many gun owners and we all voted, do you understand what that means? I mean, only 63 million people voted for Trump. Where were you at? And take it from me, it is better to fight the war at the ballot box than it is to open the bullet box. It is. You don't want to do that. You really don't. There's nothing romantic about it. There's nothing cool or courageous about it. It is hell. That's why the phrase is war is hell. It really, literally, truly is. So, we got our chance. We've got another chance to be on the battlefield in November. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.